Bienvenidos al segundo curso de Rocket Spanish, lección 1.2, la aventura de la pesca.
Welcome to the second course of Rocket Spanish, lesson 1.2, on the fishing adventure. My name's Amy, and you're here with the creator of Rocket Spanish, Mauricio, and special guest Carmen, to talk about how to talk about a trip you've recently taken in Spanish.
Bueno, el último viaje que hice fue con mi amigo Mario cuando salimos a pescar. Vas a escuchar todos los problemas que nos ocurrieron.
Esa es la razón que no salgo yo a pescar. Escucho sus aventuras y pienso que no. Lo dejo a mi hijo.
Do you go fishing? Whether you like to fish or not, it's important to be able to talk about a trip you took in the past. No, we're not talking about what I did on my summer vacation essays. We're talking about explaining to a friend what happened when you went somewhere or did something.
Tienes que saber cómo explicar a dónde fuiste, qué hiciste, cómo estuvo el clima, algo interesante que pasó.
And you'll learn it all in this lesson. Before we begin, we're going to do a quick review of the preterite past tense verb endings in Spanish. They're essential to understanding this lesson and pretty much any conversation about the past. Let's pick a verb to practice with. Mauricio?
Viajar.
Okay. Viajar means to travel. It's an AR verb, so listen closely to the endings and warm up your vocal cords by repeating the Spanish verb and then its ending after Mauricio. I traveled.
Viajé. E.
You traveled.
Viajaste. Haste.
He or she traveled.
Viajó. O.
We traveled.
Viajamos. Amos.
They traveled.
Viajaron. Aaron.
Shall we try an ER verb? How about volver, to return or come back? I came back.
Volví. Y.
You came back.
Volviste. Iste.
He or she came back.
Volvió. Yo.
We came back.
Volvimos. Imos.
They came back.
Volvieron. Ieron.
Piece of cake, right? Well, in this lesson, you're going to encounter some irregular verbs in the preterite. And I'm sorry to report, there are a lot of them. Luckily, as you listen, you'll discover that the irregularities actually sound natural, like the way you should say it. So gear up your vocal cords and listen as the door slams and Mauricio's mother looks up as su hijo appears in the hallway, his clothes all muddy and wrinkled.
Mauricio, ¿volviste temprano?
No lo vas a creer.
¿Por qué? ¿Qué pasó?
Llegamos al río a las 8 y comenzó a llover.
¿Se mojaron?
Claro. Pensé tener buena suerte, pero no.
Cuéntame.
Comencé a sentirme mal, tal vez por la cena de la noche anterior, y me senté un rato. Mientras, Mario, por tonto, perdió la caña en el río.
¿En serio?
Sí. ¡Qué desastre! La caña me costó $100 hace solo un año.
¡Qué pena!
Pero bueno, paramos de pescar y volvimos al pueblo para comprar otra caña. Pagué $120 por una caña más o menos buena.
¡Demasiado!
Me lo dices a mí. Al final, cuando volvimos al río a las 2 de la tarde, no encontramos nada. Todo el día perdido.
¿Dónde durmieron ustedes?
Dormimos en el carro. No dormí muy bien.
Me lo imagino.
Mauricio is back early from his fishing trip, and he's got a story you wouldn't believe. No, it doesn't involve a really big fish that swamped his boat or a 200-pound monster that got away. Rather, it was a fishing trip better forgotten. Listen to how that conversation opens again.
Mauricio, volviste temprano.
No lo vas a creer.
Mauricio, you came back early. You've already reviewed the verb volver. Temprano, of course, means early.
Repite, por favor.
¿Volviste temprano? Volviste. Temprano. Volviste temprano.
What's the word for late? Do you have any idea? Late in Spanish is tarde. Same as the word for afternoon, in fact. So how would you say you came back late? You should have said,
volviste tarde. Volviste tarde.
But Mauricio volvió temprano. ¿Por qué? He tells his mother,
no lo vas a creer.
You're not going to believe it. No lo vas a creer. A useful phrase to remember if you're going to spread stories about the fish that got away. Creer is to believe. Vas a creer. You are going to believe. No lo vas a creer. You're not going to believe it. You try it.
Por favor, repite.
No lo vas a creer. No lo vas a creer. No lo vas a creer.
Why? What isn't she going to believe? What happened?
¿Por qué? ¿Qué pasó?
Llegamos al río a las 8 y comenzó a llover.
Well, that doesn't sound too exciting. They arrived at the river at 8 o'clock and it started to rain.
Llegamos al río a las 8 y comenzó a llover.
Llegamos, we arrived. At the river, al río. At 8 o'clock, a las 8. That's easy enough. Give that bit a go.
Repite.
Llegamos al río a las 8. Llegamos al río a las 8.
Usually, to say that it started to rain, you'd say something informally, like, se puso a llover. But in order to practice a bit more with the verb comenzar, which means to start or to begin, Mauricio says it as,
comenzó a llover.
Repite.
Comenzó a llover. Comenzó a llover.
Notice that when you talk about something starting to happen, all you have to conjugate is the verb comenzar. The verb that follows will always be in the plain and simple infinitive form. For example, la lluvia comenzó a caer. Or, Mauricio comenzó a hablar. How easy is that?
Demasiada gramática.
Thanks, Mauricio. Grammar is an important part of learning any language. It's what helps you answer questions like this. With the vocabulary you know, you should be able to say, Mauricio began to fish. How would you say that in Spanish? You should have said,
Mauricio comenzó a pescar. Mauricio comenzó a pescar.
Mauricio thought that he was going to have great luck fishing because it was raining. Who cares if they got wet?
¿Se mojaron?
Claro. Pensé tener buena suerte, pero no.
The verb mojarse means to get wet, and it's a really useful one if you're ever in Latin America during Carnaval. Carnaval is a spring festival where everyone throws water on one another. Water balloons, buckets of water. If you throw water on someone, you can laugh and say,
Te mojé!
I got you wet! But if someone just hit you with a water balloon, you'd complain,
Me mojé!
I got wet! In this case, Mauricio and Mario got wet.
Se mojaron.
You try it.
Repite.
Se mojaron. Sí, se mojaron. Mauricio y Mario se mojaron.
Mauricio thought that he would have good luck, but he didn't.
Pensé tener buena suerte, pero no.
If you thought something that ended up not being true, use pensé. For example, I thought that you were coming.
Pensé que ibas a venir.
I thought that it was today.
Pensé que era hoy.
I thought that I'd have good luck.
Pensé tener buena suerte.
Good luck, as you should recall, is buena suerte. Now it's your turn.
Repite.
Pensé tener buena suerte. Pensé tener buena suerte. Pensé tener buena suerte.
But no. Pero no.
Cuéntame.
Mauricio's mom says, tell me. Cuéntame has a slightly different meaning from dime, which you learned in the last lesson. Cuéntame, which comes from contar, has the meaning of to tell a story. So tell me your story. Tell me what happened. Cuéntame.
Repite.
Cuéntame. Cuéntame. Cuéntame, ¿qué pasó?
So Mauricio starts to tell the story.
Comencé a sentirme mal, tal vez por la cena de la noche anterior. Y me senté un rato. Mientras, Mario, por tonto, perdió la caña en el río.
So what do you think happened to him? Any ideas? Mauricio started to feel bad.
Comencé a sentirme mal.
To feel bad or to feel badly is sentirse mal. If you want to say, I feel bad, you would say,
Me siento mal.
To say that you felt bad in the past, you would say,
Me sentí mal.
And finally, to say that you started to feel bad, you would say,
Comencé a sentirme mal.
Repite.
Comencé a sentirme mal. Sentirme mal. Comencé a sentirme mal.
¿Por qué se sintió mal? Why did Mauricio feel bad?
Tal vez por la cena de la noche anterior.
Any guesses? If you guessed last night's dinner, you'd be right. Listen again.
Tal vez por la cena de la noche anterior.
Remember that tal vez means maybe. Because of, por. Last night's dinner. La cena de la noche anterior.
Repite.
Tal vez por la cena de la noche anterior. Tal vez. Por la cena. De la noche anterior. Tal vez por la cena de la noche anterior. Me siento mal por la cena de la noche anterior.
I feel bad because of last night's dinner. Not a phrase you really want to use if you're ever living with a host family, but useful if you want to avoid going to that particular restaurant ever again. Mauricio sits down a bit.
Me senté un rato.
And meanwhile, his fishing partner was doing something foolish.
Mientras, Mario, por tonto, perdió la caña en el río.
¿En serio?
Sí. ¡Qué desastre!
By the way, if you ever need to take a break, it pays to learn the verb sentarse, to sit down. Mauricio sat down for a bit. Se sentó un rato. Any clue about how you would say the much easier sentence, I need to sit down for a bit? If you guessed,
necesito sentarme un rato,
you'd be right. Say that a few times, just in case you ever need it.
Necesito sentarme un rato. Necesito sentarme un rato.
While Mauricio was sitting, Mario was busy losing the fishing rod in the river.
Me senté un rato. Mientras, Mario, por tonto, perdió la caña en el río.
La caña de pescar is the fishing rod, though most fishermen will just call it la caña, the cane. If somebody loses something, lo perdió. Perder is to lose. Practice just this bit.
Mario perdió la caña en el río. Mario perdió la caña en el río.
If you were the one who had lost the fishing rod, how would you say it?
Perdí la caña en el río. Perdí la caña en el río.
Here's another great phrase. I lost it.
Repite.
Lo perdí. Lo perdí.
Why did Mario lose the fishing rod? Nothing but stupidity.
Por tonto, perdió la caña en el río.
Tonto means silly or foolish, or if you're angry, it can mean stupid. If you do something por tonto, you're doing it by being stupid or foolish. Through being foolish, Mario lost the fishing rod in the river. Listen and repeat.
Mario, por tonto, perdió la caña en el río. Mario, por tonto, perdió la caña en el río.
Mauricio's mother is shocked.
¿En serio?
Sí, qué desastre. La caña me costó $100 hace solo un año.
So not only did Mario lose the fishing rod, he lost Mauricio's fishing rod. Do you think it was an expensive one? It wasn't a cheap one, that's for sure.
La caña me costó $100 hace solo un año.
To talk about how much something cost you when you bought it, use the verb costar in the preterite. Listen to these sentences. My jacket cost me $50.
Mi chaqueta me costó $50.
The flight cost me $1,250.
El vuelo me costó $1,250.
My lunch cost me $5.
Mi almuerzo me costó $5.
Try just this part. Say that your book cost you $20. Did you say,
mi libro me costó $20.
How about, my car cost me $3,000. You should have said,
Mi carro me costó $3,000.
If you want to talk about how long ago you bought it, you need to understand how to use the phrase hace. Listen.
Mi carro me costó $3,000 hace un mes.
Any idea how long ago you bought the car? Yep, 1 month ago. Tell me then that your car cost you $3,000 2 years ago. You should have said,
Mi carro me costó $3,000 hace 2 años.
Got the hang of it? Listen to what Mauricio tells his mother one more time and repeat after him.
La caña me costó $100 hace solo un año. La caña me costó $100 hace solo un año.
His mother is sympathetic.
¡Qué pena!
Pero bueno, paramos de pescar y volvimos al pueblo para comprar otra caña. Pagué $120 por una caña más o menos buena.
¡Demasiado!
¡Qué pena! As you should recall from the earlier Rocket Spanish course, is a particularly Spanish way of saying, what a shame, or too bad. But, well, Mauricio and Mario had no recourse than to stop fishing and return to town to buy another fishing rod.
Pero bueno, paramos de pescar y volvimos al pueblo para comprar otra caña.
If you want to say that you stopped doing anything, use the verb parar. Paramos de pescar. We stopped fishing. Paramos de hablar. We stopped talking. Or paramos de comer. We stopped eating. Practice these phrases with Carmen.
Paramos de pescar. Paramos de hablar. Paramos de comer.
Could you guess how to say that you stopped fishing? You should have said,
Paré de pescar. Paré de pescar.
How about Mario stopped fishing?
Mario paró de pescar. Mario paró de pescar.
The rest of that sentence should be easy for you to understand. Repeat after Mauricio.
Bueno, paramos de pescar y volvimos al pueblo para comprar otra caña. Bueno, paramos de pescar y volvimos al pueblo para comprar otra caña. Bueno, paramos de pescar y volvimos al pueblo para comprar otra caña.
If he paid $100 a year ago for his fishing rod, how much do you think a new one would be? Not any cheaper, that's for sure.
Pagué $120 por una caña más o menos buena.
Demasiado.
Me lo dices a mí.
I paid is pagué. For example, I paid $3,000 for a car a year ago.
Pagué $3,000 por un carro hace un año.
In this case, Mauricio paid $120 for a fishing rod that was more or less okay. Más o menos is a fantastic, heavily used Spanish phrase that means more or less.
Pagué $120 por una caña más o menos buena.
Now you try it. Repeat after him.
Pagué $120 por una caña más o menos buena. Pagué $120 por una caña más o menos buena. Pagué $120 por una caña más o menos buena.
It's just too much for a fishing rod that's just so-so. Demasiado. Too much.
Demasiado. Demasiado.
And Mauricio answers,
¿Me lo dices a mí?
Any clue what that could mean? It's such a typical thing to say. You're telling me. Costs too much? You're telling me. The weather's awful? You're telling me. You try it. $120 is too much for a so-so fishing rod.
¿Me lo dices a mí? ¿Me lo dices a mí?
Mauricio finishes telling the story.
Al final, cuando volvimos al río, a las 2 de la tarde, no encontramos nada. Todo el día perdido.
Al final, in the end, when they returned to the river at 2 in the afternoon, cuando volvieron al río a las 2 de la tarde, they didn't find anything. No encontraron nada. The entire day was wasted. Todo el día perdido. Given your knowledge of Spanish, that should have been easy for you to understand. Try it yourself.
Al final, cuando volvimos al río, a las 2 de la tarde, no encontramos nada. Al final. Cuando volvimos al río, a las 2 de la tarde, no encontramos nada. Al final, cuando volvimos al río a las 2 de la tarde, no encontramos nada.
The phrase, we didn't find anything, no encontramos nada, can be useful in a variety of situations. For example, if you go shopping for souvenirs, you may come back and tell your friends,
No encontré nada.
I didn't find anything. And if you've been looking to go shopping in many parts of Latin America on a Sunday, you may find that most of the shops are closed, and you may end up wasting the whole day looking. If your day is wasted, you'll find yourself regretting todo un día perdido, an entire day wasted.
Repite.
Todo el día perdido. Todo el día perdido.
But Mauricio didn't come back from his fishing trip until the morning of the next day. So, where did he and Mario sleep?
¿Dónde durmieron ustedes?
Dormimos en el carro. No dormí muy bien.
Me lo imagino.
Notice that the verb dormir starts to sound a little funny when you conjugate it in the third person plural, e.g., they slept or ustedes slept. Instead of dormieron, you actually say durmieron. Similarly, to say that Mauricio slept in the car, you'd say
Mauricio durmió en el carro.
But in every other case, yo dormí, nosotros dormimos, it's regular. So listen again.
¿Dónde durmieron ustedes?
Dormimos en el carro. No dormí muy bien.
Where did they sleep? They slept in the car. For obvious reasons, Mauricio didn't sleep very well, did you, Mauricio?
No, es verdad. No se puede dormir bien en el carro.
Solo se duerme bien en la propia cama.
Now it's time for your Rocket Review. would you ask this question? Where did you sleep?
¿Dónde dormiste? ¿Dónde dormiste?
How about, where did Mauricio sleep? Ask me in Spanish.
¿Dónde durmió Mauricio? ¿Dónde durmió Mauricio?
They slept in the car. Repeat.
Durmieron en el carro. Durmieron en el carro.
And last but not least, if you want to express sympathy for someone and share that you have every idea of how they're feeling, tell them,
Me lo imagino.
I can imagine. Me lo imagino.
Repite.
Me lo imagino. Me lo imagino.
And I can imagine that you're probably pretty tired by now of Mauricio's endless fishing story.
Ah, es que no sabes apreciar una buena historia.
¿Sabes apreciar tú una historia buena?
Sí, claro.
Well, in the next lesson, look for Mauricio's love of a good story. Until then.
Hasta entonces.
Que todos ustedes tengan un muy buen día.